Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sister.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. So much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is my chief stew and my bosun. It's Ronnie Karam, also from the Roast Bricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up?
Well, hello, Ben.
I hope you realize that means you have to make out with yourself if you're the chief stew and the bosun.
I do it all the time, then I get mad about it because I'm also the captain of this ship.
You know, Ronnie, my only issue with you is that I wish you'd spend less time with yourself making out, okay?
You know, I would get a lot more done, that's for sure.
So everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to this Wednesday podcast for Below Deck Med. Absolutely love this show. But before we dive into it, we, of course, have to shill. We are always shilling, but it's for good reasons, because we have two shows coming up, like in 2 days from now. On Friday, we're going to be in St. Louis talking Real Housewives of New York. We'll be recapping the latest episode of that. And then on Saturday, we're going to be in Kansas City, Missouri, to be talking about the season finale of Southern Charm, which looks like it's going to be just crazy, crazy, crazy. There are still tickets left, unbelievably, but there's not a lot of time left. Tickets go quickly, especially in the last, 48 hours. These tickets actually always start to move very, very quickly. So if you're waiting, don't wait any longer. Go to watchacrappens.com, buy tickets, and tell your friends. Tell a friend or two. Even if they don't live in Kansas City, maybe they know someone who might want to see it. It's all about getting the word out and helping the Crappens family. So watchacrappens.com for tickets to those shows. They will be truly fantastic. They really will be. I'm being honest. They're fun. Our shows are always super, super fun. You just ask anyone who's been to one. So that's exciting. And then Ronnie made a spectacular limited edition t-shirt. It says Trixie Monocle and Three-Armed Octopus. And you know, the thing that's important about this t-shirt, aside from the fact that it's only available for about a month in our store, again, watchacrappens.com, is that Ronnie made a little trailer for it that he put on Instagram, and as part of that trailer, he made a song. And Ronnie, do you mind if I play the Trixie Monocle song you made for it?
Oh, hell no, play that song, baby. It's not meant to be in a box.
It's called I'm a Girl, and I'm going to play it right now. Let me know if you don't hear it.
I don't hear it.
I knew that was going to happen. No, because my iTunes is acting weird. But listen, if you come to our live show, it'll be a lot less rocky than this. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Ready?
Yeah.
Oi, what's that you call me? Stop calling me that. I know what I am. 1, 2, 3, 4. People say I'm a donkey. I'm not. People say I'm a plane. People say I'm a pie dish. I'm not. People say I'm insane. But I'm a girl, 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 and you're not,
you're not.
I'm a girl, I'm a girl, I'm a girl, I'm a girl, so drink it up, mister. People say I'm a trolley,
I'm not.
People say I'm a cat. Some people say I'm a street sign,
I'm not.
I don't care about that. I'm a girl, 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 and you're not,
you're not.
I'm a girl, I'm a girl, I'm a girl, I'm girl, so drink it up, mister. G-I-R-L, girl, girl, girl. G-I-R-L, girl, girl.
I can spell it.
G-I-R-L, girl, girl, girl. G-I-R-L, girl, girl. I'm a girl.
What are you?
Wow. Trixie Monocle.
Just, tricks.
She really, wow, that she really knocked it out of the park. I want to know who the people are that are calling her a street sign and a trolley. People say I'm a pop plate. Like, who's calling her that? That's so mean.
Oh, Trixie. Don't call Trixie anything other than a girl, okay?
She's a girl. Well, you know, importantly, that song was by Trixie Monocle and Three Armed Octopus. It's not her solo effort. But I can see that was their breakout song that led them to their huge fame, which led her to believe she could have a solo career. So I get it.
Oh man, yeah. Hopefully in the future she'll release some ballads being a girl, or you know, just some general background free music about being a girl.
The backup
vocals
were really like very on point. I like when she said "drink it up," and then the background singer goes "sip it up." Like that was really.
You see? That's why you can never break up with your band. Yeah, like, where are those girls now?
Yeah. I mean, if that doesn't inspire you to buy a Trixie Monocle t-shirt, I don't know what will, because
this might
be fantastic.
There's free shipping through July 19th on orders over $40.
Hey.
And their code is over there. Just find it at, find a link at Crappens, watchwhatcrappens.com or crappensmerch.com if you want to go straight there. And now, let's go straight over to...
Something like that. Yeah. I'm getting better and better at the song. I did a little dance when I listened to the theme song last night, that's for sure.
Well, previously, more on deck and less about Hannah.
Yeah. So and Hannah is certainly a nanny.
Yeah, Captain Sandy is now just like in Hannah hate territory. If you even talk to Hannah, she's like, "That's it, you're done. You're done for boats forever."
I think that Sandy is in dire need of an anchor sanctuary. Like, she hasn't even attempted one, and at this point last season, she had done like five of them or five failed sanctuaries. I think she needs to get the sanctuary out of her system, because until then, she's just gonna get crabbier and crabbier.
God, she really is. It's hilarious to watch, too, because then when you confront her, it's like, because as Conrad does later in the episode, she's like, "Well, here's me problem. You want a hug?" You know, like she like immediately backs down into hug territory.
Yeah, exactly. So the episode opens up where the last one ended, which was this group of guests, the Gumball guests. They, if you remember, they were getting ready for dinner, and then they were still waiting on this one girl who, spoiler alert, wound up puking her ass off later in the episode. So she's a real problem. So they're waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally when she gets up there, Hannah's like, "Okay, great, now that you're all here, it's just 10 minutes, we'll get the food coming out." And of course, like 7 minutes later, this guy comes knocking in the galley. He's like, "So, is it coming? Is it coming?"
Yeah, we've got a lot of people who are fading. I'm like, they're never going to fade. They took 3 hours to put on makeup, okay?
Yes.
They won't fade forever.
Yeah, exactly. This is just relax. It'll last for 3 minutes. They're not going to fall asleep in the next 3 minutes, okay? You were given a 10-minute heads up.
This is one of those dinners where we've all been there. Like, you want to tell your guest they're an asshole, or your friend that they're an asshole that you're with, but you can't, so you just abuse the waiter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but you know, the food winds up getting to the table, and the guests actually really love the food. And the guy, he's like, "Oh man, the sear on that, Michelin star for sure, for sure."
Adam's like, "I've served people who have eaten Michelin stars. Told ya,
later skater on that Michelin star."
And so, Adam is continuing his dick. Why are there people in my galley, Hannah?
Yeah,
I thought communication.
What happened to communication? What happened to communication? It's like, sorry, not everyone has a ham radio in their vans.
Did you catch this when the guy was eating, when the food was being presented? Adam's like, "I'll go up there and make sure Hannah didn't fuck it up." So he goes up there and the guy's like, "Whoa, fish. And what is this, potato?" Which is Adam's like least favorite thing to hear. And he's like, parsnip, sir, parsnip.
Parsnip. He, like, tears off his apron to be like, a professional Michelin star chef here now, tearing off the apron here. I'm going to correct your assumption. It's not potato. It's parsnip. Can't you tell the difference? They taste like two different things, you dummy. I mean, one tastes like carrots, one tastes like potatoes. Don't you know flavors? Do you not have any taste buds?
So downstairs in the mess, Sandy's eating next to Joao, her like favorite, you know, her new favorite. And she's like, oh, God, isn't it funny how on a boat you crave vegetables? She's eating broccoli with her hands.
Yeah. And Joao's like, absolutely, absolutely. Like, when I'm in Zim, I'm like, all I want is meat. But I get on a boat and I'm like, all I want is vegetables. You're right on there, Captain Sandy. Another accuratism by Captain Sandy.
You know, it's called broccoli in Zimbabwe, but I like to call it broccoli truth because I'm that kind of employee. You know, there, Captain. He's like just licking butt, okay? He's like, you got any plans after this season, Captain Sandy? And she's like, you know, but sure. Those shows are massive, aren't they?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, well, I'd like to upgrade my position, ideally. On a 15-meter. I like the intensity because you get to work even harder. Broccoli. How about that? Would you like some broccoli?
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to be on a boat that's just shipping broccoli from one place to another. I want to find a freighter. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to be a bosun on a freighter. I'd like to be the only man on that cargo ship. It'll be just me with millions of containers full of broccoli, and I'll trade back and forth. And I won't even break into one of those containers, even though I'll be craving broccoli so badly, because that's what happens on a boat.
Well, you know who I'd hire on a boat? Broccoli. Also you as a bosun, okay? Because I see how hard you work, okay? Okay, it was nice having dinner with you. She goes, it was nice having dinner with you guys, even if it's only broccoli and potatoes. And I cracked up. I was like, Adam cannot win, and he fucking deserves it. Even the captain thought it was potatoes.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, but you know, sometimes in life all you need are broccoli and potatoes anyway. I mean, I see that there's a whole bunch of fried fish cutlets right in front of me, but did I take any? No, because I'm on a ship and I'm only craving vegetables.
Yeah, she's like getting like bitchy about the food, but it's Captain Sandy, so it's not bit, you know, it's like a compliment.
Even if it's just potatoes and broccoli, which is all I ever really needed in life.
All I ever needed was the one. That's what Elton John sang. But guess what? I need two things, broccoli and potatoes, two of them. And I got them both. Lucky gal.
So. Okay, yeah, banana takes the grumster away. That's for sure. Thank God I started breakfast off right.
The best part about broccoli is it's basically like the Napa vegetables. You know, everyone needs it.
Did I tell you about that time on the Red Sea?
Oh, man, those pirates tried to come for my broccoli. I said, you can take a lot of things. You can take the rapini. You can take the broccolini, but you can't take the broccoli. No, you can't. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that broccolini is actually a brand name? Yeah. It's actually, if you're going to use broccolini, you got to use a little restricted symbol. Yeah. So that's why you might see it as broccolette or young broccoli. Yeah.
You're teaching me so much. I want to just talk to you.
I just want to soak it in, Captain Sandy. We don't learn these things in Zimbabwe.
Well, you might not want to soak it in as much as those potatoes did. They're a little mushy, I'm going to tell you that.
I'll tell you, you know, the way you got to do a mashed potato is you got to coat it with some oil, then you put it in the toaster oven. You put it in for about 45 minutes. Any less, it'll be too firm. Any more, it'll be powdery. You got to do it just right. That's my little tip to you, Joao.
So next, Adam is giving Hannah shit. He's like, what the fuck, Hannah? She's like, well, she wasn't there, so I couldn't tell you to serve the meal. And he's like, I get Hannah's job. It's hard, but still, it's her job. Yeah, and your job is fucking cooking fish when people ask for it, okay? You're like 0.5 inch thick fish. That probably took you 30 seconds. Stop your bitching.
Yeah, exactly. Hannah's job is hard, but it's still her job. Sure. But same goes for you.
Yeah,
so,
jerk.
Yeah, jerk. So then Casey's like cleaning a bedroom, and there's like all these weird masks on the bed, and she's like, So there's that.
She's like, the more money you have, the more weird you have to get to keep it entertained. I wonder what sounds they make when they wear those masks. Yeah. Yeah. Rawr. I was like, please let her get to the unicorn. I really want to hear Casey making a unicorn sound, but they doesn't.
I know.
They don't. They doesn't.
And meanwhile, upstairs, the primary is pontificating about cooking fish. He's like, fish is impossible. It'll dry out like that. But that one was incredible. I'm like, thanks for the lesson on fish. I think we get it. like great.
Impossible! Wow. Hey guys, want a hot tub? And his wife is like, we would be stupid not to.
So then they go to the hot tub, and everybody starts showing up in the masks, and the wife is like, not weird at all, guys. The water in the hot tub looks like nuclear waste. It's like bright green and terrifying.
Casey probably puked in there 4 times already.
And then I guess they're swingers, because they show some weird shot in the hot tub where the wife is trying to pretend like, this is so weird, but then the husband's like, has his head in someone's rack.
Yeah, he looked like he was like either snorting coke off of someone's tits or just like motorboating or whatever. And at one point, Brooke comes out with a beverage or something, and he's like, whoa, look at that tall drink of water. How tall are you? She's like, I'm 5'6". She's like, oh, not that tall. Look at that medium drink of water.
I don't know what was least romantic, being sexually harassed or being unsexually harassed.
But it's quite nice to be occasionally thought of as water. It is the most pure of all beverages.
So, oh my God, that made me cough on the mic. Sorry, everybody. So Conrad and Brooke are hanging out, and Brooke's like,
what are you thinking about, Conrad? Are you thinking about Hannah? A future? Love? Romance? Holding hands? Tell me!
Would you like to take her on a walk through the garden? Have you shown her the paddock?
I was in my room watching those time-lapse videos where you see a little rose come out of the ground and mud right in front of your eyes, and it made me think about the love that's in my heart that just needs to be watered.
Do you ever get a little bit of the shakies in the heart? Do you ever feel like you get the nervous tremors, like you have some butterflies in your tummy, and then you realize it's just you being in love? Are you feeling that, Conrad? It's important to tell me these things, because I don't have it at the moment.
You know, when you can feel the butterflies inside of you, and then you're seeing them everywhere you look.
He's like, no, not really.
That's such a shame. I feel the fireworks going off inside me. I feel my organs falling in love with each other. My liver, my kidneys. They're having a romantic affair, and I love it. I love because love is inside of me.
Where does love live?
Oh, God. So he's like, well, it would be nice to see Hannah off the boat. And he goes, it would be nice. And she goes, to spoon. And he's like, exactly.
I love spooning. I love forks. I love knives. I just love all cutlery.
They live so well together in the drawer, don't they? It's so romantic.
Isn't it nice? You always need a fork and a knife. They're like lifelong partners. Love.
So then we go to the next most romantic person on the boat. Colin's iPad. Every time they show him, he's on his iPad. He's like, love it. Great.
Finally made it to level 35 on Angry Birds.
Then they show a shot of the hot tub, and it really does look like just nuclear waste sloshing around in there. It's so disgusting.
Gumballs. It's all the gumballs that rolled into the water, and they're like foaming into sludge.
I feel bad for being so mean to the gumball slag last week, because she's like not even doing anything mean. I figured she was going to be a nightmare from hell.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of like set us up for like really hating on her, and then they're like, no. So it's like not fair. I still feel like she's probably awful, but they just decided to focus on other things.
Yeah, so here's my public apology to Gumball Slag. Sorry for calling you a Gumball Slag.
No, don't apologize.
Hey, listen, it doesn't come around that much.
Okay, fine.
Take it while you can get it.
So it's the next morning, and Sandy's drinking coffee. She's like, this is yummy. Is there a little broccoli in this coffee, Casey? A little broccoli? A little brox? Got a little, cream and sugar and brox? No? No? Okay.
Best part of waking up is broccoli in your cup. My way, Peter!
And the music's like, ding, 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 ding.
So, and Adam, so Casey is like, how do you hold a plate? So Adam's like, oh, here's what you do. You just, you know, you put it here. And you know, have you ever, you know the concept of balancing? Yeah, so do that with a plate, but on your forearm. She's like, oh.
I know, that's like, you'd look at it and it's like, that's so easy. Do you know how many you drop before you ever fucking learn how to do that? And also, he doesn't teach her the pinky trick of like having your thumb and your pinky to balance the plate. So this poor idiot's going to, you know that something is going to fall on somebody's head. And I'm here for it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know it's hard. That's why I'm not a waiter, because I know I drop so many of them. But I like how he's like fatherly to her. When you know to someone else, he'd be like, well, Hannah doesn't even bother training. Like, you're not, listen, this is my galley. If you can't come in this galley, if you don't know what you're doing, you know? So it's like, I hate how he like picks and chooses who he's going to be super nice to and give spinach to in their omelet.
I know. He also does it later because Brooke is like,
hello, guests. Did you like the night last night? Did you have fun?
And the guy's like, yeah, we turned it up. Like, he's so gross. So he's like, last night, is this the part where he's like, yeah, last night we really had some, or yesterday we had some breakfast sandwiches. We were really into it.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
It's around there. And she's like, and Hannah's like, no, Brooke's like, all right, I'll tell the shift you like them. So she goes down. She's like, well, guess what, shift? They loved your breakfast sandwiches and they walked through it. And he's like, oh, yeah, coming right up. I'm like, if anybody else did that, you'd be like, hey, I said what's on the menu is on the menu, okay?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And then meanwhile, Colin goes up to Brooke and he's like, hey, you know what I just thought of? Wait, let me think. Okay, yeah, his answer goes, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together. And she's like, I don't get it. Why would you put those two vowels together? No, I mean like you and I. You and I would be together.
Why would those letters be together?
I just wish somebody liked me. Anybody?
He's like, oh, I'm saying I like you.
No, I just anybody. I wish they liked me. You, me. Me.
I like you. I like you.
Why do you like that vowel? Why don't you like O or E?
No, but I like it's you.
It's not my favorite kind of animal, but to each his own.
No, not a you. You.
What about me?
I like you.
Well, congratulations on going to uni.
I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial, because like Rob is so good at commercials and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
So now it's anchor time.
Anchor.
Hey, anchor, I said drop anchor. The anchor. How many times do I have to say it? Drop the drop that goddamn anchor before I lose some black broccoli over here.
So day two. Here we are at day two. So Hannah and Casey. Hannah's like, all right, now listen here, Casey. There's a chair lift, and you guys are going to set up a quote unquote mini lunch. And Casey's like, duh. So they all pack for lunch, and Hannah's like, all right, we're going to be ready in 45, Adam. And he's like, hey, you said it's supposed to be an hour ago. What time is it, goddammit? She's like, well, now it's 11:45.
Yeah, because she had said earlier, like, we're going to try to do lunch around 11:45. So he had all these sandwiches ready at 11:45, and now it's 12:45. So he's like, you asked me to have these ready an hour ago. And she's like, well, the guests aren't going to be ready until 1:15. And he's like, oh, well, I guess if someone had told me these things, I could have had these in the fridge. She's like, just put them in the goddamn fridge. It's not that hard.
I love that Adam sits there for an hour staring at things not in the fridge until somebody tells him to. Like, yeah. Come on.
How about you, like, radio someone and be like, okay, the sandwiches are done. They're ready.
Or how about just finishing shit and putting it in the fridge because that's what you do until they're ready to go.
Yes.
You fucking weirdo.
I know. And she's like, are these going to hold for another half an hour or whatever? And then he's like, oh, well, they've already been out for an hour. Like, I think they're not going to turn in, like, the hour it takes for them to, like, go up on the chairlift.
Yeah. And Hannah's, like, keeping nice with Adam because I think they must have had some kind of truce or something, because she's like, I feel like any other Chiefs do would have just been at Adam's throat the whole time. Like, fuck you, then.
I think she just hates Joao so much that she just can't focus her hate on two different people.
Yeah, you can't have the captain, Joao, and him all at one time.
Yeah. So then we see that there's going to be this chairlift. And I loved this footage that they included of this, like, lady. She's like Pam. You know, Pam from Winnetka. She's like, I'm going to get on the chairlift. And whoa! Did you see her? She's just like this lady. This chair just comes and just, like, scoops her up, you know? She's like, oh, man, what?
Oh, how those chairlifts don't stop, do they, guys? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Pam, I wasn't again. Ready for that. Okay, Pam, you have to get off now. I'm going for another round.
How do I get off this thing? Can someone stop it?
No, Pam, that's not how it works.
Pam,
I lost my shoe. If someone in Capri finds my shoe, it has a daisy on it.
I cannot believe they were just putting all the food on these gondolas and sending them.
It was just like a chair, like one gust of wind and all those precious sandwiches just like falling on Pam's head.
Yeah, I can't believe they didn't do that. And I also can't believe they didn't lose any. I mean, I figure like the producer should have made some kind of effort and just like pushed it, you know, like made it swing or something.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like the guys who run the chairlift had done this before. So they're just like, yeah, just put it on here, you know. But I was like, this is horrifying. This is like loose food on a chairlift that doesn't even. I was like, even if that was just like, even if it wasn't food, that the fact there's nothing to hold on to while you're on a chairlift going over Capri.
David, are you getting on the chairlift? Oh, well, apparently I'm not allowed to get on the chairlift because I gained too much weight because of Vicky Gobbleson. David?
Pam is the reason I gained all this weight.
Pam.
You know what? So, as many of you people know, I'm going on a family vacation in about a month. And it's like we're going on a cruise. We're basically doing Below Deck Med. And I think one of the stops is Capri. And if I can find this chairlift, I'm going to go on it. I'm telling you this right now. This is my pledge.
And that is going to be 8 episodes of just me. So if you guys want specific guest hosts, you might want to start putting those in the requests.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm leaving Ronnie in the lurch. But my parents were very adamant. And I'm like, not going to turn down a trip.
Yeah, go on your cruise, baby. Go on your cruise.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. But the good news is that it's going to dovetail.
This cup of broccoli is on me, sir.
It's going to dovetail with Below Deck Med. I'm going to be like, listen, I can't keep watching this show anymore. I have to live it. And I'm just going to go. I'll be like, Above Deck Med. Ha. I'll be like, I need a Michelin star piece of toast right now. Thanks. This fish. Gumballs. No bowls. Anyway, so Brooke is now feeling some tension between her and Hannah because Brooke likes Joao, she feels like Hannah is mad at her about it. So Brooke is like,
tension.
I feel so much tension because of Joao.
I'm like, what tension? Hannah's like, you know, I've never had a birthday on a boat before. I'm like, oh my God, this is totally tense.
I've never had a birthday on a bed before.
Oh my God! It's
but I think
so
they're.
Tense. I literally just said what you said. I literally just said what you said.
Have you ever had a birthday with somebody else holding your hand when you just knew everything was right, right as rain?
No, not on a boat either. Get to it.
All right, I'll have a barbecue for you.
There's so much tension. But it's okay, because it's romantic tension.
Well, at first I thought, why is she... We're not seeing really a lot of tension from Hannah, but then they show clips from next week where she's like, well, if you liked your ad, then never speak to me again. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe they're just not showing it.
I got the impression that when she said that for next week, she meant like, okay, if you guys like each other and you want to kiss, just like don't do it in front of me. But either way... So they're all, like, most of the crew is out, like, setting up this picnic and bring the food up and everything. And Joao was, like, the only one left back on the boat with Sandy. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to go put out the slide because Sandy's here and she can see me. She's like, oh, wow, Joao, I know that's a lot of work. It's like, it's our job. Solo soldier. That's what I do. Just look at me putting out the slide. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's what we do in Zimbabwe, solo soldiering. I'm like, really? There's like a one-man Joao like handling every war in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, and he's once ridiculous. Again, he brings it back to Zimbabwe. He goes, you know, in Zimbabwe, self-reliance is the only thing we rely on in Zimbabwe. I'm like, self-reliance is pretty much what a lot of people rely on in a lot of different countries.
Yeah, it's called being alive in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, you don't have privilege. You don't have privilege in Zimbabwe. I'm like, actually, I'm sure some people do have privilege. Just as, like, in most countries, there are some people who have privilege and some people who don't, and most people don't have the privilege. It's just the way life is.
Yeah, you're on a luxury yacht. Shut up.
Yeah.
And the captain's like, you know what I love about your wow? First of all, he's got wow in his name twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Second of all, what an attitude. I look up, he's on the roof. I look up, you know, I look to the side.
He's, you know, putting down this light. I look around the corner. He's juggling crabs. I mean, the guy just does not stop.
He even planted some broccoli the other day. I was like, wow, he's just like ready.
God, I wish I knew where he was from. Really do.
And the only thing with him is I just wish he talked about his roots a little bit more.
So the guests get to the top of Capri and they're like, oh my God, it's a table and chairs. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, the guy's like, you look like Jackie O. She's like, I feel like Jackie O. It's like, oh, these people, like, shut up. And Colin is the best with just like subtle shit that they only show him for 2 seconds an episode.
Yeah,
but he's like, whoa, that chairlift, huh? We don't have chairlifts on ferries. It's like, yeah, no shit.
Well, he said on Long Island. He says we don't have mountains on Long Island. So then Joao is driving back Casey, Jamie, and Colin in like the tender, and it's like there's chop because there's a big swell coming in, and Casey gets like splashed. He goes, oh, you got me all wet. And Joao goes, that won't be the first time you say that. I was like,
ew.
You are so vile. And it's like, it's so obnoxious how you kiss Sandy's ass as like, you know, Boy Scout leader, you know, and then you are say such like inappropriate things to women over and over again. Ugh.
Well, it would be easier to take if both the women weren't like still into it. Like,
I know, that's so what's great. So
they're
sad.
Like, oh my God, he's so cute. And then it keeps cutting back to the lunch, and it's just the guy and the lady. The lady's like, oh my God, it's like overwhelming. And the guy's like, it's amazing. It's like, okay, you two, we get it.
So then, and then Joao explains his flirtatious ways. Once again, it's all from Zimbabwe. He's like, coming from Zimbabwe, everyone knows about me. I've literally serial dated since the age of 14. I just can't stop dating cereal. Cocoa Puffs, Honey Nut Cheerios, I love them all.
Jamie's like, get out of my way. he's like, I'm playing against myself. I want to be single, but I don't want to be single. You know what I mean? It's real hard coming from Zimbabwe.
I want the attention, but you know what? I don't want to date. I guess I'll have to do it myself. Self-reliance, Zimbabwe way.
And then Casey says something to him like, yeah, but Brooke likes you too. And he's like, yeah, Brooke likes this, but she'd like it more if it's just for her. Oh, did you notice his laugh after I went crazy about it last week?
I noticed, yeah. He has that awful chuckle. It's like a sitcom laugh.
Never stops.
Never.
And as someone with a laugh that never stops, I get how hypocritical that is. But God, it makes me crazy.
Yeah. So Hannah and Conrad are like, they make out in Capri. And then
lots of closed mouth kisses with these two. Lots. I'm not really buying it. They're like,
and then Brooke and Adam, they start talking about arranging Hannah's birthday barbecue. And now the whole gang starts heading back from Capri, and there's like big swells, which is sort of like foreshadowing for the rocky weather to come. And now it's the evening time, and Adam is prepping dinner, and he's going to be making...
And he's like, well, be free, my little lobsters. I was like, okay, I guess they touched land for Adam to get whatever happy pills he takes.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, today they had a Big Mac, which isn't as fancy as I like, so now I'm going to get super mushy on them, okay? French onion soup and risotto, baby.
Did you say super mushy?
Yeah.
Soup's mushy. Literally soup.
Yeah, he's making French onion soup, risotto, and nothing too spicy. So he's doing that, but the swells are coming in, and the boat is, like, rocking. And we even see footage of the boat, exterior footage of the boat, just like... Like, it looks like a... What do you call those things in music? The monochrome, whatever. Anyway.
A crescendo?
No, you know those things that, like, keep the beat, like... It's like an upside-down pendulum.
No, I'm stupid.
It's a mono...
I'm dumb.
You know, in a music, mono...
I'm dumb. Stop highlighting my stupidity.
I feel like it's monochrome. Maybe not. No, monochrome is a color.
Well, anyway, while you're looking that up, Captain's like, oh, gosh, we're rolling a lot, right? Yes, Captain. Okay. Yes, we see. And then the guy goes, hey, what caused the waters to rumble?
Just bothered the ancient god Neptune, that's all. So, yeah, I like
Hannah. People puking.
And Hannah's just, like, doing something. She's, like, trying to pour a drink, and, like, the boat, like, tilts because of the swell. She goes, Jesus fucking Christ! She's just, like, angry. Angry at the ocean. All right, honey, listen, I've got a charter to do, and you're going to come in here, and you're going to rock our boat, and I didn't say you could rock the boat. Next time, why don't you give me a proper resume, because you said you're going to be a calm ocean, and you're not, okay?
Squinty anger eye. So then we get to see Gumball, my favorite, who's upstairs sitting on the couch, like dressed like she's going to the Latin Emmy Awards or Latin Grammys, and she's like,
I might, it's nice up here, huh? I might slip up here if we're still rocking down there.
I'm like, honey, you know that you're on the same vehicle that's going to be rocking no matter where you are.
By the way, I looked it up. Metronome is what I was thinking of, not monochrome.
Oh, a metronome.
Yeah, metronome.
I thought you meant like a musical notation.
No,
sorry.
I meant like the thing that goes...
Oh, yeah.
It's really important for me to finish that visual metaphor. The boat was rocking like a metronome. See? Get it?
Oh. Oh, I thought you meant like, never mind, you guys. Okay, so there, no offense. So Brooke is like,
Adam, you might have to wait for dinner because two people are puking. I hope they're doing it together. Wouldn't it be amazing if the puke went in the same bowl and melted as one puke to go down the drain together forever?
I hope that the puke makes the shape of a heart before it goes down the toilet.
And Adam's like, okay, Brooke, I'm not going to get mad because you're Brooke.
Then he's like, love the lines of communication. Thank God, like, someone told me that someone was sick. I'm like, they just found out. Like what do you want these people to just, like, get on the intercom and puke into the intercom so that way you know? Like you're getting, you found out.
Eat him, people are puking. Eat him, people are puking.
No, finally, some communication.
So then the guy, the main guy, comes out in a blue plaid suit, which is really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
And then the captain's like, you guys, you okay? You seasick? Okay, guess what we're going to do? We're going to have a slow cruise back to Naples.
Slow cruise back to Naples. And so then the sick passenger, Demita, whatever her name is, she like comes up and, she's like, she's trying to like be present and she's like, could I just have some chicken soup? So they like, whoever goes into Adam and is like, all right, the sick passenger, I think it was Hannah, was like, the sick passenger wants some chicken soup. And I was like, oh, well, maybe if you'd like give me a heads up that you'd be sick and hungry, then I could have made some ginger ale or something that actually could have cured seasickness instead of like chicken soup, which doesn't even work. I'm like, just make the fucking chicken soup.
No kidding. It's like the simplest thing of all time. Even I make chicken soup.
Yeah, just chop.
And then they show him like angrily chopping carrots and onions. He's like,
yeah.
And he makes a perfectly lovely chicken soup, by the way. It looked like it was, like, whatever. You just throw it into a pot and let it simmer for, what, 30 minutes? I don't know.
But the anger is all over the place, like the asshole anger, because Hannah's like,
Kaisi, Hina, 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 Kaisi, Kaisi, Hina, Hina, Kaisi, Kaisi. Hi, it's Hina. How do you feel? Kaisi's like, I barf, but I'm okay. She's like, all right, take care of yourself.
So Hannah then goes to check in on Sandy and is like, Sandy, would you like something to eat? Would you like something? She's like, oh, I'm really hungry, but I can't eat right now. I mean, I have visions of broccoli dancing on the hood of this yacht, but I gotta get us to Naples in a slow and reasonable way. So she's like, what? She's like, well, would you like me to put some food here on the side? She's like, nah, you can. She's like, all right, I'll keep it out here. She's like, actually, you know what? Actually, I would like it in here after all. So Hannah is like getting mad that Sandy was like changing her mind about where she wants the food, right?
Well, she tells Hannah that she doesn't want. She's like, I want to eat, but not right now.
Yeah.
So Hannah goes to cover food, but then she tells Conrad, she's like, you know what? I changed my mind. Go tell Hannah I want it right now.
Oh, that's right.
So he's like, all right. So he goes to tell her, and then the captain is like, where's my food? Where is my food? It's like, lady, the entree hasn't even been served yet.
Yeah, well,
and
because...
I love to call out some bad service, but...
Well, because he goes outside, and he goes out of the bridge, and he tells Hannah, he's like, oh, actually, she does want her food right now. And Hannah's like, I can't believe that we're still doing service in the fucking weather. This weather. We want her to have this weather. And then that's when Sandy's like, all right, Conrad, Conrad, Sandy, Sandy, Conrad, Hannah, Hannah, Sandy, Conrad, Broccoli, Branzino, anyone, huh? Potatoes?
She goes, yeah, Conrad, go to the bridge. Okay? Yeah. If I tell you to check in on the food, you go to check on the food and you go straight back to the bridge. You don't stop to talk to the chief stew.
Okay? Although I would like some stew, actually. Does anyone have any stew? I'd love a broccoli stew right now.
She walks around the little tiny kitchen. She's like, is it here? Is it not here? Where is it? Where is it? Is it here? Is it not here?
God, I need another set of eyeballs. You know? God, it's clear. Conrad, all right, here's got what stuck we... in a Hannah what banana. Wave a banana face.
We're going to set up an anchor sanctuary right here in this galley and find that little piece of food I'm supposed to be eating. Where is it? Oh, okay. And then she comes back. She's like, when I say do something, do it and then come right back. All right? Come right back. Ah. All right. Let's pull it in for a hug. Let's
yeah. He's like, all right. I'm sorry. It's just, oh, yeah? Well, you're going to do the slide in the morning. He's like, So she's like, where's my food? Where's my food? And Hannah's like, it's right there. She's like, that's it? She goes, well, the risotto hasn't come out yet, biatch. She's like, geez. So then the captain goes upset, and she's all mad, and she's like slide-shamed Conrad.
Yeah.
So later he's like, I just don't understand. Now she wants to slide in the morning, but then we have to put it away at 10 in the morning. Where's the logic? I don't understand.
Oh, Conrad, it's called a punishment. That's the logic in it.
Yeah.
There's no logic in it except for punishment.
Yeah.
So they're all going to sleep, and they show this shot of Brooke sorting pebbles into different colors. I was like, oh. I was like, can't you just keep them all in, like, one big bag and just scatter them about? But she's like, all right, now comes the part where we break the hearts of these pebbles. These pebbles have been together, but blues go in this bag. Light blues in this one, white in this one, and red, the most passionate color,
he goes in its own bag. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. Could you just back up the goddamn stones, please?
I can, but there's so much emotion attached. I just want the stones to be honest with me. Could you just say, just tell me where I stand with your stones? Where do I stand?
I've collected all these stones and I've told them each around my ankles. And I shall fall to the bottom of the ocean unless my true love appears. Hello?
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 Oh, I think I just understood what Colin was trying to say. Blub, 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 blub. You and I.
So let's see. We literally see Jamie eating chocolate milk out of a bowl. There's just chocolate milk. Then drinking chocolate milk. Then drinking chocolate milk again. And it's my favorite running thing of the show now. Yeah. Just showing Jamie whenever we can with chocolate milk in her hand.
No, I mean, I think I said last week that I went and got myself chocolate milk. Because of Jamie. I was like, I need to have some quick. I went and got some. Mm-hmm. So it's the next morning, and the guests are like, whoa, the slide is already up. That's crazy. You know, Colin's like, well, you know, growling.
Yeah. Oh, and this is the breakfast sandwich part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That and then Jamie, yeah, and this is where they show Jamie eating a bowl of just chocolate milk, which cracked me up. So she's like, Conrad, don't you have feelings? Colin, don't you have feelings? Don't you have feelings for Brooke? He's like, shut up, Mom.
Ugh. Oh, Mom. Mom, did you get the Sunny D?
Oh, but you have feelings for her. Just like I have feelings about a certain captain. Captain Quick.
Captain. So then, meanwhile, Joao, like, comes up to Sandy, and he's like, hey. He's like all smiles. He's like, the slide's all ready. Like, as if he did it all himself. Once again, just, like, kissing her ass. It's so awful. So, so awful.
So Jamie is like, Conrad, do we do the fenders now or later? And he's like, I don't know, in a minute. So he goes to Sandy, and it's weird that they don't have this down yet.
Yeah, that's probably why she got, like, mad.
Yeah, he's like, Sandy, you know, in port, do you want the fenders in or out? Because, you know, some captains want them in and out, and some captains want them in, and some captains want them in. Which do you want?
I was thinking, like, we could have the fenders, but... Well, I mean, we don't have to have the fenders, but, like, I thought maybe you might want the fenders because we're going into port. I mean, I think we're going into port, unless you have a different plan. I don't want to say what your plan might be. But if you're not going to port, then maybe I won't ask the question. But if we are going to port, maybe the fenders go out, but maybe not. I don't know. And she's like, oh, God damn it.
What? Yeah, she gets so mad. She's like, they should be out right now.
You run the deck. Fenders should be out now. Ugh.
I feel about him the opposite way I feel about that goddamn banana.
I like the banana, but not Hannah, okay? Hannah, banana, they do not go well together.
So Brooke is getting this birthday party together, and so she's talking to Joao, and she's like,
well, I want to do a birthday on the dock. I know you don't like cannon, but still, it's a birthday. And he's like,
yeah. It was that over the top, like, I'm on a sitcom moment. I'm on TGI. I feel like, that's hilarious.
And he's always laying down on that same bench, like that same, you know, bench,
yeah,
or whatever.
He's lying in that bench. That's for sitting, not for lying.
And every time they show him, he's lying back on that thing until Sandy comes in. So Casey's like, did I interrupt something? Should I walk away? And he's like, she's like, okay. I'm like, this show can make tension out of nothing. Literally nothing is happening. Yeah.
So now it's time for the Fenders to go out and the anchor up and everything. And so Conrad tells everyone to put the Fenders out, and then he goes to Hannah and he's like, well, Sandy's bought my head off of everything. You know, no matter what happens, she's bought my head off. And then, but meanwhile, Sandy is watching Joao putting the Fenders out, and she's like, oh my god. Are you kidding me? This should have been done. Seriously? Oh god. Did someone slip on a banana peel or something? I mean, I love that banana. But not slipping on it. Oh, God.
Making a priority, Conrad, instead of a hand-wordy.
Conrad, Sandy. All right, how are we looking coming into dock here? Okay. And he's like, well, I think we could use a little crooked. We could use five more meters or something like that. He's like, oh, I'm straight on this side. I don't know what you're seeing on your side, except maybe some hearts in your eyes. I don't know what's going on over there.
I'm good on my valves.
Don't know what you're comparing it to. Jeez. So she's like just hating him, and he's like, I'm not sure what's just snapping. I'm like, yes, you know. So then it's goodbye time, and everyone's like, That was amazing.
Here's $30.
Yeah, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hugs, Captain Sandy. You're the captain. And yesterday in Capri, that was like bucket list level of beyond beyond.
beyond.
He said beyond. Level of beyond.
Yeah, so they leave, and Conrad's like, Captain Sandy, can I have a little talk with you? I'm just wondering, I feel like there's been a shift in the way you're communicating with me lately, and I just want to know what it is. She's like, listen, here's the only thing that annoys me. Undercooked broccoli. And the second thing is you and Hannah talking. You shouldn't be talking so much, okay?
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what? If you're going to be mushy and white, you're a potato. Stop trying to call yourself a snippy snip or whatever.
Okay? Yeah, parsnip. What is that? Is that a snip that's golfing at exactly the level it's expected to golf at?
She goes, he needs to pick who he is. The chief steward, the bosun. Think you are so Jill. I don't know what her deal is, but it is hilarious. I'm loving watching Captain Sandy in a stint.
So then Brooke goes up to Adam, and this was like very like Jane Austen. I imagine her like coming with like a little letter. She's like,
Adam, would you come to the party stove with me for Hannah's barbecue? Would you do me the honor of escorting me to Party City of Naples so we can pick balloons and streamers and confetti?
I don't even know what you're going to get for Hannah. She doesn't like anything but wine or cigarettes.
Oh, like, well, he's such a bad boy.
So Conrad, Hannah. So Conrad and Hannah are talking, and he's like, well, I'll talk to Captain Sandy. And she said the problem is you and me on the radio. She goes, so she doesn't want communication between the basin and the chief sea? Fine, don't call me. Don't smoke with me. We'll see how smooth it runs.
Good luck with it, honey.
And she, I like when she said, don't smoke with me. You got him hooked on smoking. You can't just cut him off now.
So now it's time for the tip meeting. And Sandy's like, well, it's not the biggest tip. And, you know, as I always say, in the charter, count your cash, not every charter. I was like, wait, what? I don't get it.
It's not the size of the wave, it's the motion of the ocean on the board of the motion of the Capri Mountain wave. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You can't see the forest for the trees, especially those trees are actually broccoli.
So everyone's mad, and Hannah's like, oh, squinter, I'm squinting my so head.
But you know what, though, guys? It was a great charter nonetheless, and wow, you did a great job, and you never got an attitude. That's different.
in case they get a day off in somewhere called Caca del Sonia, which is just so funny. And Casey's like, I need this. I've gone through the wrath of Hannah and seasickness. This is my reward. Like, this is called privilege.
Okay? Yeah. Well, we don't have it in Zimbabwe. We just have self-alarms.
I've come through so much. Hannah was mean to me.
Yeah. I deserve a breakfast sandwich. Joao's inviting his mates to Hannah's barbecue. And
we'll celebrate a fake birthday for a fake person.
His laugh is the sort of like that hacky sitcom laugh where, you know, when someone on a sitcom does like a big laugh and then like cuts it short and goes, no. They go, no. It's like that, yes. Like that Disney Channel sort of thing. That's what he does. He's like the big brother on a Disney Channel show.
Oh my God, that's the best description of him.
It's like, oh my God, he's like the worst. He's like ruining the sleepover, you know?
Yeah.
Big brother Disney Channel jerk.
So then Jamie's like, since this, I don't know why they even put this in, but it cuts to Jamie telling us, since this relationship with Hannah started, Conrad's brain has evacuated the premises. Okay.
We've replaced it with chocolate milk. It's all good for me.
So I'm mad drinking Conrad's brain.
I'm a zombie, actually. People don't realize this. I've actually decayed. So Conrad, Adam, and Brooke go into town to go to like the party store to get stuff. And Conrad wants to get Hannah a birthday gift. And so Brooke, of course, loves a romantic gesture. She's like, make sure you get something funny and thoughtful always works. That's the way to my heart. Perhaps a lovely note and a ribbon. Oh.
Just write words down that rhyme. What rhymes with love you broke? Can anybody finish this sentence?
And Adam's like, how about Crocs? It'll be hilarious.
I guess that's romantic too, I suppose. But maybe American style. I would prefer some lovely poetry and maybe a harp music playing. I don't know.
Rick is so funny, though. Conrad goes, do you think Crocs are funny? She goes, I think it's a risk. So they actually go to the Croc shop and buy her some pink Crocs.
Yes.
And then they're all getting ready, and they all get balloons. And Adam's really nice at this part because he's like, helps. And then he grills everything at the party, and he's being nice. And he's like, yeah, me and Hannah, you know, like, she makes me crazy. And we really enjoy drinking together. I mean, that's the gravy.
What does he say? I don't know. Meanwhile, like, Colin is like still trying to flirt with Brooke, and he's like, yeah, I really feel like I have a connection with Brooke, but I am just the worst with girls. Like, I can't tell if I'm in the, I don't know if I'm in the friend zone or not. I'm like, you are literally the poster child for friend zone. Like,
I know.
When cars arrive at the friend zone, it's like a billboard with you waving like, welcome to the friend zone. I'm Colin, your ambassador.
And I think Jamie has said something to him because she is like trying to give him an opening, you know, a Brooke way. She's like,
I'm a bad girl.
And he's like, you want my woolly? Ooh, good. Does she like me? Doesn't she like me? I'm like, either hug her or give her your sweater. Like, do we have to do this for you? I'm gay and I know what to do.
It's actually like adorably very similar to any 80s movie, right? Like, Colin and Jamie are, like, the nerds on the outside, and he, like, has a crush on her, and Jamie sort of probably secretly has a crush on Colin, but the way that she expresses her love is to set him up with his true love, and so he's, like, pining after the nice girl, but she has her eyes on the asshole, and then probably by the time she is interested in him, he's realizing that his true love is Jamie. You know how that works.
Yeah, she becomes, like, a raging chocolate milkaholic and dies of an overdose, and he just becomes, you know, ducky.
Yeah, yeah.
So sad, guys. So Casey's like, so then we get to see the opposite side of romance, and Casey's like, it's freezing, and Jazz's like, can I give you my jizzy?
I literally just put it on right now because I didn't want to hold it anymore. I can give it to you. The one rule is when I take it off, I gotta take something else off it with it. Okay, what I'm saying? Chastity belt. Meanwhile,
she's like, I don't want to put away my outfit yet.
I'm like, oh, it's too bad that beautiful outlet from Filene's basement is not getting more airtime. Also, I have to give a shout out to that cat. Did you see there was that cat that stole the raw chicken?
Yeah, so good.
I was like, great.
This cat. Everyone gets worms. And actually, next week, Jamie does get something. I wonder if it was like cat
rabies.
Worms. Yeah. Poor Jamie would get it.
Sudden shaking Jamie syndrome. Sid's disease.
No, Sid's isn't. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean Sid's. I meant feline AIDS. But isn't feline AIDS called something like this? Called like FIDS? FIDS or SIDS or something? Anyhow, this is really great territory. Great comedy. Glad everyone's listening. So, so Brooke is now talking to Joao's friend. Because now Joao is getting cozy with Casey. And Brooke is like, just talking to this random dude. And she's like,
people think he's a dick because when he gets drunk, he acts a little bit like a dick. But for me, I find it quite amusing. It doesn't bother me one bit.
I'm like, that's because you're asleep during it. And when you act like a dick, that means you're a dick, by the way.
And his friend's just like, sounds like him. Yep. And then it cuts to Jamie drinking chocolate milk, which is just priceless. So then Casey and Joao, he's kissing Casey's head. And she gets, I'm a plane ticket. And he's like, so simple, boy. Never seen.
Feel my weenus.
Before or after, I give you my jizzy. So he's like, nah, the penny's dropped. It's all making sense. I don't know what I want now. And then they cut to him going, feel my weenus.
Feel my weenus. And Brooke is watching from afar, being like, I want to feel his weenus.
She's like, I'm watching them cuddle sadly. So they all party and have fun. Hannah gets her Crocs and she's like, oh, we'll not wear Crocs. And she throws them in the water. And then I jump through my TV to retrieve them because Crocs are an amazing, amazing invention. I still had my same leather Crocs that I bought at Disneyland almost 10 years ago for $80. Thank you very much. And I will always have that.
Hannah gave those Crocs such honey face. She's like, honey, get these out of my face. Yeah, she was very upset. I've actually never worn Crocs, believe it or not.
Well, unfortunately, you just can't look down ever. You'll hate yourself. Just put them on because they're comfortable when you walk the dog.
Yeah, okay.
So one Joelle girl in my neighborhood said, you know what I've always liked about you? It's this girl I don't know. And I'm like, what? She goes, you just wear fuck you shoes. I'm like, that's the best way to put it I've ever heard. Thank you. And fuck you.
So Joao is just, he's again laying on thick with Casey, saying how he's going to get her nonstop ticket back to Zimbabwe. He like says it a few times. And then there's like funny times with the cake, you know, like, oh my God, like Conrad and Hannah putting cake in their face. I don't understand when people do this. I would be so livid. Like, the cake is meant to be eaten. Like, don't put it in my face. Don't put it on your face. Like, this is, I want my slice of cake, okay?
Well, especially service people. Who do you think has to clean up that dock?
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly. So, like, kissing and stuff like that. And everyone's just, like, having fun. Jamie puts, like, the cake in some guy. Mason, I think, is the buddy's name. So Jamie puts cake in someone's face. And Brooke is just, like, alone, being like, I wish someone would put cake in my face. Is my face not big enough for cake? No.
I'd appreciate it if someone gave me a little sugar on my face.
I can be a... People don't know it, but I can get down like that. A little cake in the face.
I've made a cake for everybody. It says, please. Please.
Oh, my goodness.
I loved when they were chasing the cake around, and Adam's, like, in good mood. So he's like, oh, well, I've never seen him happier. And Colin goes, he runs? So then let's see. Brooke is all upset, so she goes up to
before Brooke goes up to him, Casey's sitting with Joao and goes,
so I have to know, is the love triangle over?
He's like, yes it is.
She's like, what's your choice?
Oh, I mean, let's just say I'm happy now. I'm not gonna say I'm happy now. I'm like, just say, like, no one even cares what your choice is, but just say it. Like, stop stringing these stupid girls along, you know?
Yeah. I can legit, in a position I can speak now. Legit. Like, she's like, so speak. And he's like, nah, I'm a hippie. And then they giggle. And then he's like, you're a clan. She's like, the class clan. They're like, blah, blah, kiss, kiss, kiss. And then it showed Brooke watching these two about to get laid, and she looks so sad, and it's a huge bag of Lay's potato chips right in front of Brooke. And I thought that was the cutest fucking picture ever.
That's something that I wouldn't mind getting laid.
So Casey goes to help
clean up. How much bigger of a hint can I give you, Joe?
Do I need a bag of Ruffles too to show what my feathers are looking like?
I'm texting you this picture right now. It's so funny. Look at the look on Brooke's face.
Okay, I'm going to look.
Okay.
She's like,
she's like, when will my time, when will someone love me?
So Casey goes to clear the dishes, and so Brooke, and by the way, Brooke is like right next to them. So Brooke now sidles up close to Joab, and she's like, I'm cold now. And so she, of course, now gets the sweater. I don't know if you noticed, but like she was suddenly wearing the sweater. Yeah. And she's like,
busy.
I just feel like we have blatant chemistry.
Well, in Zimbabwe, we don't have chemistry. We only have physics. How about that?
Just please just let me out.
Just tell me how you really feel. I don't care about anything else, Joe.
Because she's kind of drunk, you know?
Yeah, every time
and
she goes,
he starts making out with her. He starts making out with her.
He kisses her, and she's like, I love. And Colin watches from afar, like, woo, 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 woo.
And so does Casey. She's like, maybe I should have put my outfit away. I had the chance. Saved it.
Oh, well, I guess Filene isn't the only one in the basement now.
Then poor Casey has to take a cooler back. She's like, this is bullshit.
And I'm seasick again. Wow.
Here we go.
What a douche. I wish Brooke had more self-worth.
I wish everybody had more self-worth. Oh, my God. Both of them.
I know. But I'm excited to see what happens next week. Very excited to see how this all plays out. I love Below Deck Med.
Oh my gosh. Well, that brings us to the end of Watch What Crappens. We will see you later this week in Kansas City and St. Louis. Get your butts over there.
Yeah, if you tune in tomorrow expecting our New York recap, it's going to be a day delayed because we're doing it live in St. Louis on Friday. So just hold your horses a little bit, like chill out, enjoy, get some rosé, and you know, we'll be speaking to everyone on Friday.
See you then, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Mark Pugac. Welcome to the ITV World Cup podcast.
I will give advice to anybody. When Cristiano invites you for lunch at his house, just say no.
Come on, Mark, ask him about Saipan. What happened?
If you make them accusations against me, have a guess what's going to happen.
And I find myself incarcerated with the man from whom I cannot escape. And that, of course, is Ali McCoist. Now,
join a tyranny and see if I find that incarcerated is not a compliment.
Download the ITV World Cup podcast now.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like the dark and menacing story of Their Lost Daughters, narrated by Richard Armitage.
Left alone with the girl, Jackman wondered, not for the first time, how they coped with so much death. Dead adults were bad enough. Babies were beyond devastating. And children tore his heart out. But teenagers affected him in a different way altogether. There seemed to be so much loss attached to juveniles. They had nearly made it. Almost become what they were intended to be. All that potential was suddenly gone. Their untapped talents wiped out in the blink of an eye, and their young dreams stolen forever. The light breeze off the sea rippled the shallow puddles of water that surrounded the girl, making her sodden clothes move slightly. Just for a moment, in the poor light, she seemed to be alive.
Audible's Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.